You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, show number 289. And we are very pleased to have back in the studio with us, once again, from the Swanhurst Chorus, the one and only, the incredibly talented, the somewhat cute, Jono Babbitt. Welcome back, Jono.
Why, thank you, Mike.
I see you've never been introduced like that before.
No, not since I was about four.
Well, see, I'm sure there's, I'll bet you there are people in your audience that think you're cute when you're directing.
Well, thank you very much.
See, and you're the conductor, director, chief cook for the Swanhurst Chorus, right?
That's about right, particularly in what's coming up next week.
Yeah. Now, the Swanhurst Chorus is a little unusual in that, unlike some choruses that stick to classical music all the time or different kinds of music, you vary a lot. You have everything. You guys have done just about the full gamut, right?
Well, in our history we have. In 89 years, we've done Gilbert and Sullivan Operetta. We've done all the classical great works, and almost 20 years ago, we decided in the doldrums and miserable grayness of February, we wanted to do some musical theater tunes just to lighten the winter in Newport. And it started as a concert presentation of Broadway favorites, and little by little, we said, oh, let's put a dance in here, and let's put a costume on here, and now we're doing flat-out full musical theater productions, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
And you have a great one coming up next week, March 2nd. You're going to have your next musical, which is?
One of my favorites in the world, Guys and Dolls.
Ah, sit down. You're rocking the boat.
Absolutely.
Now, we're going to get to listen to music today from the movie version, which starred a lot of famous people. I mean, I don't think there was another movie that starred Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra
right
in the same movie. So we'll get to listen to some of that music.
And the story has it that Brando did all his own singing.
Well, we've got to believe it, right? We've got to believe it. There's no reason they should lie to us. Well, maybe there is, but we're gonna go with it anyway. Now, Guys and Dolls is a classic and been around for a long time. It was written in the 1950s.
Written in 1949. Written in 1945.
Oh.
Damon Runyon, the story, was written in the mid-40s. He'd been dead 4 years before the production opened in 1950. Mm-hmm. To me, it's a wondrous and truly American tale. You get an Oklahoma. Oklahoma, for all its wonderful Americana, is somewhat Manichean. It's all black and white. The good guys are really good,
yep.
And the bad guys are really bad.
Right.
But the neat thing about Guys and Dolls is that everybody in it is human. Mm-hmm. They've all got some good traits, and they've all got some bad traits, and they're all, frankly, people that you see in the mirror, you know, when you walk by it every day.
That's right. Or you see in the windows as you're sitting in the stores downtown. There's a little of someone in everything here. Well, let's start off with the title song. I guess it would be a good way to start, right?
Absolutely. Guys and Dolls.
Here we go.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting at home by a television set who used to be something of a rover. That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked them. And it looks like Nathan's just another victim. Yes, sir, when you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat that could flatten a Taj Mahal. Call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some dough.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minting it for some dough.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum fal de ral.
Call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
When you see a sport and his cash has run short, you can bet that he's banking it with some doll.
When a guy wears tails with the front gleaming white, who the hell do you think he's tickling pink on Saturday night?
When a lazy slob takes a good steady job and he smells from Vitalis and Barbasol.
Call it dumb, call it clever, oh, but you can give odds forever that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
Familiar music to a lot of our audience, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, now the show's going to, we mentioned it's going to start next week, March 2nd, but there's quite a few opportunities to see it if you're not available on March 2nd. So why don't you give us all the details?
We have 7 performances, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday afternoon the 3rd, and then the following Friday, Saturday, the 8th and the 9th, and the following Sunday afternoon again, the 10th of March, and finally Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of March.
So no reason to miss this at all. You've got 3 weekend shots.
Right you are.
And it makes, and you know, this is a... this is interesting because people often sit around and think, you know, my anniversary is coming up, my spouse's birthday is coming up, what can I do to be a little bit different? Don't need to get another necktie, don't need to get another blender. Here's a great opportunity to just perhaps buy tickets to the Swanhurst production of Guys and Dolls. That would be a great item, and it's affordable, right?
What are
the ticket prices?
It's very affordable. The night performances are $35 a piece, and that includes a full 3-course dinner with a dessert buffet, and the matinees are $29 a piece, and that includes lunch with a dessert buffet. So it's the best deal in town.
All right, and they can get more information by going to your website, which is swanhurst.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, swanhurst.org. And there's a phone number you can call, which is
401-682-1630. And because we're doing providing the dinners, we do require reservations just so we can plan ahead.
So don't show up with 50 people and expect to get in, right?
I wish I could accommodate you in that moment, but that would be tough.
All right, let's get to another piece of music. And again, a very, very famous cut from this show, Luck Be a Lady.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on a date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is prayer. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck, be a lady with me. A lady wouldn't flirt with strangers. She'd have a heart, she'd have a soul. A lady wouldn't make little snake eyes at me when I've bet my life on this roll. So let's keep the party polite.
Let's keep the party polite.
Never get out of my sight.
Never get out of my sight.
Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady.
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 What's the matter? Roll the dice.
Luck be a lady. And, you know, we were talking earlier about that you were chief cook, and I left it at that. I didn't say bottle washer, which is normally the end. But you don't have to wash the bottles. But you are involved somewhat in the menu preparation and the cooking aspect of what goes on there, right?
I am. Actually, I'm the chef as well as the music director. And I spend most of the day, performance days, in the kitchen, getting everything up and running and getting going. And then I run upstairs and play the overture. And then we run back downstairs and plate the entrees. And I enjoy it. I really do. We have a good time. And Fenner Hall has got a great commercial-type kitchen in it. And it all works very well. We're aware of the fact that we'll be in Lent at that time. So our Friday entree offerings always include a fish for those that are observant. And then there'll be, I've done pork loin in the past, or various chicken dishes that I do, and we have a good time doing it.
It sounds like a great, great deal. I mean, you can go to a lot of theater productions and see some nice shows, but it's very rare that you're going to be able to have the opportunity to sit down and have a nice meal while you're at it. So that's an added bonus.
Certainly for only $35.
I was going to say, for less than you're paying for a lot of other theater productions. So you can't go wrong there. So it sounds like a great deal. Make sure you take advantage of it. We have a lot of great music to listen to tonight. And so let's get right to Adelaide's a little song here. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Adelaide's Lament. And one of the reasons I like Guys and Dolls generally is because the characters are so multifaceted. And while Adelaide is a hotbox singer, she's a dancer and a singing star, but she's much deeper than that. She's been engaged to Nathan Detroit for 14 years, and he keeps not getting married to her. But she's no dummy. And so in this song, she's consulting a medical textbook. And the medical textbook is explaining why she is constantly sneezing. And the reason she's constantly sneezing, as you can hear in the text, is because she keeps getting put off.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Swanhurst Chorus production of Guys and Dolls.
The average unmarried female, basically insecure, due to some long frustration, may react with psychosomatic symptoms difficult to endure, affecting the upper respiratory tract. In other words, just from waiting around for that plain little band of gold, a patient can develop a cold. You could spray it wherever you figure the streptococci like. You can give her a shot for whatever she's got, but it just won't work. If she's tired of getting that fisheye from the hotel clerk, a patient can develop a cold. It says here, the female remaining single, just in the legal sense, shows a neurotic tendency. See note. Chronic organic syndromes, toxic or hypertense, involving the eye, the ear, the nose, and throat. In other words, just from wondering whether the wedding is on a roof, a patient can develop a cough. You can feed her all day with the vitamin A and the bromo fizz, but the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a patient can develop a cough. And furthermore, just from stalling the wedding trip, a patient can develop la grip. When they get on the train for Niagara and she can hear church bells chime, the compartment is air conditioned and the mood sublime. Then they get off at Saratoga for the 14th time, a patient can develop la grip, la grip, la post nasal drip, with the wheezes and the sneezes and a sinus that's really a pimp, from a lack of community property and a feeling she's getting too old, a patient can develop a bad, bad cold.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with the Swanhurst Chorus's director, Jono Babbitt, and we're talking about Guys and Dolls coming up next week for several weekends in a row. We'll give you more details about that in the last segment. But, Jono, one of the things that's interesting about this kind of production is that it takes a village. In other words, you probably, although you're the chief cook and director and everything, it still takes a lot of extra help and a lot of people involved in this.
It does. What we like is that not everybody in Swanhurst Chorus necessarily wants to be on stage. They may not want to put costumes and makeup on. But everybody in the group participates in some way or the other. We've got people who are talented set designers and set builders. We've got people who are good scroungers to come up with stage props and things that are required for the performance. We've got people who have deep, deep closets full of wonderful costume material, and people who just want to come in the evening and clean up the kitchen after I've made a mess of it cooking. So everybody's involved, and you're right, it takes a village.
And there's even set design you have to get into, because it's not just show up. It's a lot of work ahead of time.
That's right. We've become very good. Fenner Hall is a magnificent venue. It's simply a big, beautiful, empty room with nice hardwood floors. And we come in the door, and we loaded into the building last night, and in the course of this week, we will erect stage platforms and flats and lighting equipment and sound equipment, and it'll all be there for 3 weeks plus, and the day after the performance, there'll be nothing left there but a big empty room.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. We have an interesting set of music to listen to now. It's actually, you've selected three pieces to put together because you say they run together. So tell us about these three and why you made this decision.
These three pieces are sung by the principal love interest in Guys and Dolls, Sarah Brown and Skye Masterson. Skye Masterson is trying to seduce Sarah Brown on a bet. But in the process of seducing her by taking her to Havana, which of course you could do in 1950, he discovers that he's in love with her and she with him. And these three songs expose their true selves and are just wonderful lyric love songs from the middle of the 20th century.
Well, we'll listen to these three. Let's see. One is If I Were in Love, right?
No, If I Were a Bell.
If I Were a Bell, I'm sorry, yeah.
And that's sung by Sarah after her first exposure to Caribbean drinking. And then My Time of Day, which is where Skye Masterson becomes very honest about what he likes about New York and about New York at night.
And I've Never Been in Love Before.
Sung by both of them.
Here we go.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel? Little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. If I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ask me, how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning? Wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. And if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dress. To describe this whole beautiful thing. Well, if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong,
dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with a mop and the grocery clerks are all gone, when the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the gutter with gold. That's my time of day. my time of day. And you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. That's my time of day, and you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. I thought I knew the score, but this is wine that's all too strange and strong. I'm full of foolish song, and out my song must pour. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. I've really never been in love before.
I've never been in love before. Now all at once it's you. It's you.
We're talking about Guys and Dolls, and while that last group of songs were playing, Jono and I were having a little conversation, and he had a great pun. He said he wouldn't go down the route I was suggesting, and he'd have to jump off the boat, and that's going to lead us to the next song.
There you go.
But in the meantime, the question was, is this the instrumentation that goes on? I asked him if it were a recorded track, and he said, absolutely not.
No,
so,
not at all.
So tell us what
all.
Happens.
We have a keyboard nest. In other words, a piano and a couple of electronic keyboards for sound effects and that kind of thing. And a percussion section, Andrew Gustafson, who is absolutely one of the most talented percussion players I've ever worked with. And we, I'm the keyboard player, and he's the percussionist, and we sort of are buried in the back of one of the set structures where we are. And we watch the whole thing on a closed-circuit TV that the camera's out front so we can see what's happening in the stage. But it's all live, live, live.
Wow, this is pretty advanced stuff you're talking about here. So that you have the closed circuit TV, and that reminds me of how it works at Carnegie Hall. The stagehands can't see what's going on because there's no wings. It's just a big shell, and they work through the closed circuit TV thing.
That's right.
So Carnegie Hall and you.
And Fenner Hall. Carnegie Hall and Fenner Hall. That's right.
Two things in common. All right, we have another piece of music to get in before the next break, and probably, I don't want to say the most famous, but maybe the most famous of all the Guys and Dolls tunes. Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Yes, absolutely. This was the great concerted number, as it were. The entire cast is on stage. The Save a Soul Mission folk and the Gamblers and the Stars and visiting dignitaries. The scene is overall, it's just one big scam. And everybody in the room knows it, and they have a ball putting it on.
All right, we'll listen to that and take a short break and be back with more.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
People all said, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
sit down, you're rocking a boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said, beware, beware, you scuttle a ship. And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, sit down, you're rocking a boat. Said to myself, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Sit down.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with John O'Babbitt from the Swanhurst Chorus, and we're talking about their upcoming production of Guys and Dolls, certainly a classic, and back from the very early 1950s, and one that's sustained to this very day. Most of our audience, I'm sure, knows a lot of the music. We'll be humming along with a lot of things we've been doing, like this last one that we just listened to, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. One of my favorites.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, when it opened in 1950, it had been playing in Philadelphia for 3 or 4 years. In New York, it ran 1,600 performances. By 1952, it was open in London, where it ran 1,800 performances. It's never gone away.
Right.
Though it is funny, the stories about the London performance. The audiences in London loved it, but were a little puzzled by it. Until they began to put translation cards in the bulletins.
Okay, there you go.
In the programs.
Right, and, about what the American slang is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I can see that where that would work out. So the thing has endured all these years and a lot of great music. It's an interesting thing. When I think of the Swanhurst Chorus, I usually think of dignified, tuxedoed, classical music, I must admit. And to be performing a song like this next one kind of takes you out of character a little bit. This is called talks about crap games and not your normal presentation, right?
That's exactly right. Though I would say to my folk guys, we succeeded. We've convinced him that we're dignified. Nobody's ever accused us of that before. So.
All right. Well, we'll listen to the oldest established crap game. Or I guess it's just the oldest established
Established permanent floating crap game in New York.
Got the title right now.
Hey, Nathan, concentrate on the game. The town is up to here with high players. Look, the Greek's in town.
And Brandy Bottle Bates.
Here comes Scranton Slim.
I know, I could make a fortune, but where can I have the game?
The Biltmore Garage wants a grand,
but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they've now got a lock on the door of the gym at PS 84.
There's the stockroom behind McCluskey's bar,
but Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore Garage is the spot.
But the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, 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 Nathan Detroit. If you're looking for action, he'll furnish a spot. Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot. Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent floating crab game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere, everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere. And an awful lot of lettuce for the fellow who can get us there.
If we only had a lousy little grant, we could be a millionaire.
That's good old reliable Nathan, 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 Nathan Detroit. If the size of your bundle you want to increase, he'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace. In a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have the game or we'll die from shame.
It's the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York.
Jono, we talked about the amount of people involved, and it takes a lot of people. Exactly how many in the cast, roughly, is there? You're talking about 8 people, 10 people, 20 people?
24
people.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a show like Guys and Dolls is wonderful because, as I mentioned earlier, some people don't want to be on stage. Other people are willing to be on stage but just prefer to be in the chorus. I mean, they don't want to step forward with dialogue or sing solos. And Guys and Dolls is great for that kind of group because you can have as many gamblers as you want. You can have as many Save a Soul Mission folk as you want.
Room for everybody.
Room for everybody. And mm-hmm. Our cast this year runs literally from the age of 18 to the age of 88.
Wow.
That's
diversification.
It is diversification, and we're delighted that it is.
Now, in the space at Fenner Hall, is there room for 100 attendees along with the space that you take up for the set, or is it 50? Is it?
I believe we can fit 100 diners mm-hmm. along with our stage set and cast.
Okay, so
that's tight, and so we aim for 88 to 92 for each performance, and that gives each diner a little elbow room, and you don't feel quite like you're sitting on top of anyone. But the reality is, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Well, I was just going to say that's what that alludes to. It's not a space for 1,000.
That is correct. It's, and even if you're in the seat that is the furthest from the stage, you are no more than 28 feet from the stage.
Wow, I mean that's like second row at PPAC.
That's a very good point.
So cool. All right, that gets everybody up close and personal. All right, we're going to go to, let's see, this one's called More. What is the exact
More,
title?
More I Cannot Wish You. This is, this song functions as the wonderful, avuncular, send you out into the world song that American musical theater tends to always have one of. Boy, how about a sentence? Got to wrestle that to the ground. but this is sung to Sarah Brown by her Dutch uncle, Arvide Abernathy, who is an older man who sort of watched over her as she's grown up. And he's simply saying, more I cannot wish you than to find your love. You need to go be yourself and follow your heart.
Velvet, I can wish you for the color of your coat and fortune smiling all along your way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions I can wish you, 7 footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Standing there, gazing at you, full of the bloom of youth. Standing there, gazing at you, with the sheep's eye and the licorice tooth. A music I can wish you, merry music while you're young, and wisdom when your hair is turned to gray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. With a sheep's eye and the licorice tooth and the strong arms to carry you away.
Guys and Dolls, classic Broadway from the late 40s, early 50s, and this was the precursor to what a lot of people copied over the years for success. Although no one's actually copied it, but I mean the formula for it anyway.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And one of the things we talked about off air was the fact that this is, for the Swanhurst Chorus, this is your big event. This is your big moneymaker, right? Because I would think this has a little bit, a musical has a little bit more general appeal than some of the other things you do through the year, and you deal with a pretty specific audience on some of your other concerts where just about anybody can go to this, have fun, have a good time, bring family, friends, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, little kids, everybody can enjoy it, and that's what we want them to do, right? Because this is it.
That is absolutely true. There's no arts organization anywhere in the world, never mind in our little corner of the world, that can survive purely on the door receipts, gate receipts from an ongoing concert series. There's mm-hmm. always sponsorship. There's always fundraising going on. This is a fact of life in the arts. In our case, the Dinner Theater is our single most successful fundraising event. We do send out annual appeals. We do solicit advertising, and we're deeply, deeply grateful to all those who respond to those appeals. But you said it yourself a moment ago. Here's an opportunity for people to go out, have a great night out, mm-hmm. have a good meal, have a glass of wine, and enjoy some really funny American musical theater. And it, in turn, is what makes it possible for us to perform our May concerts, our November concerts, our Christmas Messiah Sing, etc.
Excellent. And we want to make sure that everyone knows the dates once again. Starts next week.
It does. It opens on Saturday night, March 2nd. And then Sunday afternoon, March 3rd, Friday and Saturday, March 8 and 9, Sunday the 10th in the afternoon, and then finally Friday and Saturday, March 15th and 16th. And for information and reservations, call 401-682-1630, And you can also get information on our website, swanhurst.org.
Excellent. And ticket prices range from?
Evening tickets, nighttime tickets are for $35, and that includes dinner and dessert. And matinees are $29 and have lunch and dessert. And Fenner Hall also provides a cash bar.
Excellent, excellent. Can't wait. It should be a lot of fun. And, Jono, once again, thanks for coming in and sharing your story with our audience.
It is always a pleasure. Delighted to see you again.
Nice to see you. And we'll go out with one more tune from the show. And you selected this one to be last. Tell us about it.
This is I'll Know When My Love Comes Along, sung by Sarah Brown, the female lead. And she's explaining why she is a lady of a certain age who is not yet married, which, of course, in 1950, there was obviously something wrong with you.
That made a big difference back then.
It did. And she's explaining that when her heart tells her, she'll get married and not before.
We'll listen to that, and then we will look forward to the presentation starting next weekend. See you next weekend, everybody, on Conducting Conversations.
Strong moral fiber to the wisdom in his head, to the homey aroma of his pipe.
You have wished yourself a Scarsdale Galahad, the breakfast-eating Brooks Brothers type.
Yes, and I shall meet him when the time is ripe.
A glance by the two pair of pants.
I'm all by his calm, steady voice, by his feet on the ground. I'm all as I run to his arms, that at last I've come home safe and sound. Until then, I shall.
As a surprise to me, mine I leave to chance and chemistry.
Chemistry?
Yeah, chemistry. Suddenly I'll know when my love comes along. I'll know then and there. I'll know at the sight of her face how I care, how I care. And I'll stop, and I'll stare, and I'll know, long before we can speak, I'll know in my heart, I'll know, and I won't ever ask, am I right, am I wise, am I smart, but I'll stop. And I'll stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes along. When my love comes.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.